this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Kenyard Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Kenyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today is Valentine's Day, and it makes me think of what the New Testament says, because our culture promotes sexual immorality with Valentine's Day. The two go hand in hand from our culture, but the New Testament says this: marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Now, I use that word, fornication, on ABC, I'm Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. I mentioned fornication, and the host, Bill Maher, and the other guest started laughing and mocking me because I would use the word fornication. But in reality, sex out of marriage is one of the things that destroys most people in the world, is sex outside of marriage. And God designed us so that we would have sex within marriage. Now, Human Life International put out a press release today. Condom manufacturers and abortion industry hijack St. Valentine's Day and replace with Condom Week. Okay, that's Human Life International. And who are they, HLI? Well, they have 59 satellite offices in 51 countries. HLI, Human Life International, is the largest international pro-life, pro-family, pro-woman organization in the world. They describe St. Valentine's Day, and they say this: put the saint back in St. Valentine's Day and throw the condoms out. So let's go to the phones and HLI spokesman Jason Jones. Jason, welcome back to Bob Kenyard Live.
It's great to be on your show, Bob.
Jason, what a great press release. You guys cheered me up today when I read this.
I'm glad. It's kind of depressing, though, when you really think about it.
Well, it's depressing what the culture's doing, but I love it when Christians fight back and tell the truth. So what's up with the abortion industry and the condom industry hijacking Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, I remember when I was in first grade, we called it St. Valentine's Day. Mm. And then something happened. I don't know if the teachers' unions got together with Planned Parenthood and they held a meeting, and then they all went back out into the world, and we just started calling it Valentine's Day. But then somewhere from Valentine's Day to today, now they're pushing it as Condom Day and the launch of Condom Week.
Right.
And it's really about one thing: increased profits and promoting abortion.
Promoting abortion, because sex outside of marriage is one of the key agenda items of the godless left in the world. Those who are against the Bible as the Word of God, Jesus Christ as our Savior, the vast majority of them strongly promote sex outside of marriage. It's almost like it's a sacrament to them.
You know, they talk about it as if it's a sacrament. And in fact, Catholics for Free Choice, if you go to their website, they basically have a creed with the condom. It's like the Apostles' Creed, but dedicated to the condom.
Yeah, what a tragedy.
And it's disgusting. On Planned Parenthood Federation of America's own website, I'm going to read right from it. It says, about condoms, your effectiveness. Of 100 women who use condoms, about 15 will become pregnant during the first year of typical use.
15? So that's a 15% failure rate.
Right. This is Planned Parenthood's website, Bob.
And the Alan Guttmacher Institute, Alan Guttmacher, he was a past president of Planned Parenthood years ago, and he now runs a separate, sort of the research arm of Planned Parenthood. And they've documented and admitted this for decades now, that condoms have a significant failure rate for pregnancy. But let me ask you this, Jason, and you're married, by the way, and recently, right?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful wife. We're so excited about you guys. Jason, if condoms have a 15% failure rate for pregnancy, could a woman become pregnant any day out of the month, all year long, 365 days a year?
No.
No, only a few days a month, right? Oh. If I understand.
Only I know this well, Bob, because literally my wedding was planned around that information.
Wow. Okay.
And we have a baby as of the first night of our wedding.
You do?
Yeah.
That's extreme.
We got married November 18th, and our baby was conceived November 18th, and if she knew I just said that over the air, she'd kill me. you know, we're happy. And our baby's due August 14th. But
This is thrilling. So I didn't know those congratulations were in order.
Well, thank you, Bob.
So, Jason,
right, but you can't conceive. There's only a couple days a month you can conceive.
Yeah, and so how many days a month can a woman get HIV from a man who's infected?
365.
Days a year, every day.
A year, right?
So if condoms have a 15% failure rate for pregnancy, then obviously the failure rate would be way higher for contracting HIV and getting AIDS eventually.
Well, Bill Clinton's own Surgeon General released the Satcher report, where he said that condoms offer little to no protection against most STDs.
And, in fact, we're talking about AIDS, but HPV, not HIV, not the NIV, HPV, sorry, human papillomavirus condom, which is one of the leading STDs going through our high school and college campuses in America. Condoms offer virtually no support for protecting against HPV.
None. And so HPV destroys fertility. So they destroy your fertility through abortion, sexually transmitted diseases.
Right.
And then they offer the solution later on with various techniques to help you with your fertility. So they've got a pretty good racket going there.
Yeah. And so you've got a girl in high school. She's 15 years old. The schools teach that sex outside of marriage is a healthy thing. Just make sure you're ready. And, of course, the culture in an American high school, public high school, is one of extreme sexual ridicule of the girls, sexual harassment, asking for sexual favors on a regular basis in front of a group. And so the girls have very low self-esteem, and they end up having sex with multiple partners, commonly, in high school. And so a 15-year-old girl, she ends up, even if she does have her boyfriend use a condom, then she ends up with HPV. And then 7-8 years later, she's married. She desperately wants children, and she finds out she's sterile because of the HPV.
It's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. Now, so condoms, they fail because they're not used properly, or they tear, they break. And so 15% of users, they have a failure rate that high for pregnancy, higher for STDs. But let me ask you this. When they're marketed, especially like in Africa and third world countries, but even here in America, when they're marketed to people, do the condom manufacturers and the UN and Planned Parenthood, do they tell people the failure rates that are common with condoms?
You know, they don't. They lie. And there was a whole Friends episode. And I know, Bob, you don't watch Friends.
Right, that's true.
But on the television show Friends, yeah, one of the characters, and I don't watch Friends, but
yeah, but someone told me to watch this episode. Yeah, we hear these things.
Yeah, we hear these things. And actually, a friend made me watch this episode.
Yeah.
One of the characters gets his girlfriend pregnant while using a condom. And he says, well, that can't happen. Then they read, like, the insert or something from the box, and they said, oh, it can happen. You know, it's written in microscopic print.
Yeah, the fine print. And like you said, you could find it on the website, but the advertising, the billboards, the TV commercials, the implication is that you will not get AIDS if you use a condom. That's the implication.
Well, in the study on Planned Parenthood's own website, they clearly say that that's not true, that in a 1993 study, couples that used condoms every time, still some caught AIDS, some contracted the AIDS virus.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they use the condom perfect, or whatever that means, still 2% become pregnant. And then after they tell you all of that, then they have lines that you can use, you know, to pick people up and tell them you're using condoms.
Right. So Human Life International, by the way, their website is hli.org. You guys have this, put the saint back in St. Valentine's Day and throw the condoms out. What's with the saint in St. Valentine's Day. Where does that come from, St. Valentine's Day?
Well, people are shocked to find out the history of St. Valentine's Day. Even good Christians, they never heard the story. But the Emperor Claudius II, he found that young men weren't enlisting for the military, and he was having trouble increasing the size of his army, so he forbid marriage, thinking this is a very short-sighted view, because in the long run, it's definitely not going to put more men in the service of the nation. But in a short-sighted view, he prohibited marriage, but a Catholic priest continued to marry young couples.
Which, you know what, that reminds me of China, even, not allowing young people to get married unless you fit with the communist regulations there that are designed to reduce the population in China. But it's that's another evil when governments have said at times you can't marry. And the most bizarre thing, Jason, I hate to interrupt your story, but O'Reilly, you know O'Reilly from Fox News?
Yeah, I don't like that guy, Bob.
I don't like him either. from our O'Reilly file, he's been saying lately that marriage is not a right. You don't have a right to get married, and that marriage is a privilege that a government can grant to people, which is so inane. But that's where he's driven, because he doesn't want to base his beliefs upon God's word. And so he has to come up with alternative reasons to justify governments allowing marriage, but not allowing homosexuals to get married. So he says that marriage is not a right, which is bizarre.
It's absolutely bizarre.
It's bizarre. Okay, so anyway, so tell us about Claudius, the Roman emperor.
So Claudius forbids marriage. This priest, Valentine, continues to marry couples, eventually gets thrown into prison and sentenced to death. The couple that he tried to marry, there was a relative who was one of the prison guards, so the story goes. And the priest passed a note to the couple apologizing for all of their troubles, and he signed it, "Truly Your Valentine." And that's where we got the tradition in the history of passing Valentine's to celebrate the sacrament of marriage.
And that's back in the 3rd century after Christ, 3rd century A.D.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just about 150 years later or so that it became February the 14th was identified as the day to honor St. Valentine.
That was the day, you know, we honor his valentine because that was the day he supposedly died. And so we went from celebrating the sacrament of marriage to now it's a celebration of one-night stands with these Victoria's Secret commercials, with National Condom Week.
Right.
And if you read the writings of the groups that promote National Condom Week, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, right. And they're selling sex to kids. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains published in their newsletter years ago, they wrote, "Our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage." And so that's, of course, Planned Parenthood. They sell abortions. And what they're really selling is sexual immorality, because it's a way of taking a shot at God. Because God made us, male and female. And the Bible verse I opened the show with, Hebrews 13:4, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled." The marriage bed. "But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge." Imagine that in the New Testament. God will judge fornicators. Wow.
Well, that's why I love your show. It's exciting for me to listen, to be on your show, because when I was an atheist, your harsh rhetoric slapped me in the face and made me feel ashamed of myself and pay attention to the life I was living. And that's exactly what people in the world need to hear.
Well, yeah, they do need to hear it. In fact, Jason, we have a friend at Bob and Yurt Live that worked at Channel 7 for over 20 years. And when I first, I don't know, could I say his name? I better not. But David told me a story once, and he said that there was a coworker at Channel 7, and I don't know if that was ABC or which network affiliate. They switched in Denver. But he was watching the show, and he's a very immoral guy. He would basically seduce any woman he could. And he said that this married woman at Channel 7 was trying to seduce him. And so the fan of the show, David, he said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" to this immoral guy, coworker. And the guy said, "Well, there's this TV show, And the guy is saying that God said, if you have sex with a married woman, you should be put to death. And he said, I think I better not do this. And the coworker wasn't even a Christian.
No, Bob, that's the impact your show's had on people. And I remember you on your television show, you'd always talk about death by EMS and PMS. Is that it?
Yeah, right. Premarital
death by
sex.
Extramarital sex and premarital sex. And ever since then, I've paid attention
to
murders in the neighborhood and in my communities I've lived in.
Right.
And almost every time.
Time and time and time again, sex outside of marriage is a factor in murder. In fact, this case in Massachusetts, is it? Where's the case? What's his name? Entwistle. Neil Entwistle from Massachusetts, where the guy murdered his wife and his baby and then flew off to London. And the police now have got his computer, and he was looking up escort services for prostitutes. He used Google Maps or whatever to find the location of where to go to strip joints. And so he was obsessed with sexual immorality, and he murdered his wife and murdered his baby.
It's tragic.
Yeah, just the latest.
But pornography is a victimless. There's no victims to pornography, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's what they say.
There was a state representative this year in Hawaii, Republican, who purportedly had a pornography addiction. While flying on a plane headed from Honolulu to California, he sexually assaulted a passenger next to him. While she slept, he was convicted. This is a pro-abortion Republican state representative in the state of Hawaii just this year.
Wow.
And now a man doesn't go from just being a normal, healthy man to sexually assaulting a woman on the plane next to him.
Yeah, there's a progression that takes place. Same thing with child molesters. You know, child molesters get – it's their sin and they're guilty, but they follow this path of seduction that commonly begins with Playboy and Penthouse and goes on to other forms of pornography. So, the Apostle Paul, he wrote in to the Thessalonians. It's pretty cool. Hey, Jason Jones, our church, Denver Bible Church, we're going to Greece in May.
I saw that.
We're so excited. 23, well, we could bring 25, but 23 are signed up. And we're going to go to the sites that the Apostle Paul went to and Athens, and we're going to take a cruise in the Aegean Sea to where John was exiled on the island of Patmos. What a trip it's going to be. But Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, the Christians who lived in Thessalonica, and he said, this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. And today we're seeing a meltdown among Christians in the body of Christ, where parents are letting their Christian daughters have boyfriends spend the night, so at least they're home and they know where they are.
And that's tragic, Bob. And then these young girls and young boys, they go off to college. They come from oftentimes broken homes. They're insecure. And then powerful industries like the abortion industry bombard them with cleverly marketed schemes like this National Condom Week
that
lures them into a lifestyle of sexual immorality, which leads to abortion, sexually transmitted diseases, and a life of pain.
Right. A condom doesn't protect your heart. It doesn't protect your soul or your mind. In a girl, her self-respect is further eroded every time she's used by another guy in the sad story of her life through high school and college, even in middle school these days, which is so condom. Hey, how about on your website, you have this condom expose at hli.org?
Yes. And we have a genius that works here, Dr. Brian Close. He was a former Special Forces A-Team officer, and he's a brilliant man who's been in the pro-life movement from almost the very beginning. And he's a genius, and he just sits in his office all day putting together these reports. But we have this expose on condom effectiveness and condom use.
Yeah, this report is extraordinary. And in a moment, he quotes a Harvard School of Public Health research scientist. And I'd like to read that in a moment, but could you hang on, Jason, just 1 minute?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to let the audience know about two things at Bob and Yurt Live that we've been offering. One is a video by Pam Stenzel. It's called Sex Has a Price Tag. It is a compelling look at sex and how sex is destroying unmarried couples in America and around the world. And if you've never – hey, Jason, have you ever seen Pam Stenzel?
You know, I first came in contact with Pam Stenzel through your show, and she's incredible.
She is awesome. And these videos, especially for teenagers, if you have grandkids, kids, to put these in your church library, it's a DVD or a VHS, or you get one of each. And you could call us at 800-8-N-YART, 800-836-9278 to order Sex Has a Price Tag with Pam Stenzel. And we're having our telethon this month, our goal of $10,000. And anybody who gives $100 will give a video, pick the VHS or the DVD, Sex Has a Price Tag, or our own video called Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. And we've got that on DVD and VHS also. And this is a testimony. Actually, this is my testimony. And it's a very difficult and painful story to tell, but it turns out to be an extremely powerful video, especially, you know, wives who are concerned about their husbands, their thought lives, and that their husbands remain pure. They've told us that this video has made such a dramatic impact on Christian men. So we've got two different videos, and if you give $100, you can ask for one or the other. Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, a testimony by Bob Enyart, or Pam Stenzel's Sex Has a Price Tag. In fact, we'll have a contest, see who orders, which one outsells the other. And that's for a gift of $100 or more to the Bob Enyart Live Telethon. We're at 13% of our goal. We have a long way to go, but with your help, we'll make it. So please call us at 800-8-ENYART. It's 800-836-9278. Or go online to KGov, and you could click on our store on the top right of the homepage, and then you could donate $100 to Bob Enyart Live. And in the comments, put, I'd like the Sex Has a Price Tag video. If you don't know how to spell Stenzel, that's okay. Pam Stenzel, S-T-E-N-Z-E-L. Or in the comment, if you go online and do this at KGov, you can say, I'd like Bob's video on morality, why God forbids sexual immorality. Okay, Jason, thanks for hanging on through that.
No problem.
So this condom expose at HLI.org, it quotes Edward C. Green, a senior research scientist at the Harvard School of Public Health, and he's a former condom advocate. Notice former. And this is what he said. He said, the way condoms are marketed in Africa and other developing parts of the world is as if they were 100% safe. How is it, Jason, that they get away with that? Why doesn't our own government, like OSHA, for example, or the CDC, or the National Institutes of Health, why is there not an outcry saying truth in advertising? You have to warn young people in your ads that condoms have a 15% failure rate for pregnancy and a higher failure rate for STDs.
I think we're approaching that time where that outcry is going to come. But it's absolutely mind-boggling when you look at the statistics that 15% of women who use, or if you use a condoms for 1 year, 15% of those women will become pregnant.
Yeah.
And becoming pregnant is a wonderful thing, but unfortunately, the same culture that's pushing condoms is telling you when you become pregnant, what's the answer?
Abortion.
Abortion. That's the tragedy.
Right. That's exactly the tragedy. And we're now about 50 million children have been killed in America since Roe v. Wade was legalized. And next year is the 40th anniversary of abortion being legalized in Colorado in 1967. So, Jason Jones, you guys at Human Life International, you're fighting the battle, and boy, do I appreciate it.
Well, it's a privilege, and I think everyone should check out this study at our website, hli.org, because it's mind-boggling, and you'll actually see the billboards that they put up in Africa.
Yeah, the photographs of the billboards from Africa are great. And, you know, they're bright colors and obviously appeal to young people. And they put out this lie that if you use a condom, you will not get AIDS.
No, in South Africa, which they do everything that the Western foundations tell them to do to their peril, they have an AIDS epidemic that's just destroying the country. Uganda, on the other hand, that's been preaching chastity and abstinence, has really begun to manage their problem.
Yeah, and Jason, I remember when Bob and Yurt Live started 15 years ago, the big thing back then was that AIDS had no relationship to homosexuality. That's the lie that the Centers for Disease Control was trying to promote, that AIDS was an equal opportunity destroyer, and that in America, AIDS would decimate the heterosexual community the same as, equally as, the homosexual community. Now we're 15 years later. That obviously never happened. But we were one of the ones trying to warn Christians of the link between homosexuality and AIDS. And we were tarred and feathered because we were trying to warn young people, look, homosexuality is a dangerous lifestyle. It's unhealthy. And the community is being decimated by AIDS on top of everything else.
Well, the tragedy is, I don't know if you read the article. I'm sure you talked about the New Yorker article about Cuddle Puddles.
No, I missed it.
The transgendered sex groups that now they have in these high schools where they don't date. They don't have boyfriends and girlfriends. Now they have
groups.
These sexual groups.
Oh, and they call them Cuddle Puddles.
They call them Cuddle Puddles. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I remember the commercials you had on your TV show that I thought were quite effective in stigmatizing homosexual behavior.
Right. That was the goal, to stigmatize it, because it had been stigmatized for centuries, for millennia. And then the Christians were part of the effort to destigmatize homosexuality. And as a result, millions of young people have now experimented with homosexuality, where earlier it made people disgusted. And today it's respected even by our Christian ministries. Even if they say it's a sin, it's still respected. And we need to restigmatize homosexuality to save the next generation of kids, because the current one has been decimated by sexual immorality.
It's tragic. I was recently talking to a leader of the conservative movement in the 40s and 50s and 60s till this day, and he was talking about how there seems to be a gap in leadership between his generation and mine. And I said, that's because your generation had anti-communism, which united, and you won the battle against communism.
Right.
Our generation, the battle is something that the generation after his and before mine is very uncomfortable with, which is sexual immorality.
Right.
The struggle today is not against an enemy from without that will destroy our civilization. It's from our own behavior from within our civilization that's destroying it. And other leaders are very uncomfortable with talking about that,
Jason,
basic fact.
And you just basically paraphrased the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:18. He said, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. And that's what's so insidious, is that you get people to destroy themselves. You convince young men that they're homosexuals, and then they destroy themselves. Marriages are destroyed from within, and cultures and nations are destroyed from within, so that homosexuality is far more deadly to America than is Al-Qaeda.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Jason Jones, thank you so very much.
God bless you, sir. We love your show.
God bless you. Thank you. That's Jason Jones, spokesman with Human Life International. And I want to tell you, this is our telethon. We're at 13%. If you can give $100, ask for one of the videos. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha. And that's where Denver Bible Church meets, at Maranatha Christian Center.